BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Trump has said he will sign an executive order to set up a detention facility for illegal immigrants at the United States High Security Guantanamo Bay Prison in Cuba. Mr. Trump said the facility could host up to 30,000 people he called criminal illegal aliens. Caroline Hawley reports.
Guantanamo Bay is best known for its high-security prison that's been used since 9/11 to house foreign terrorism suspects. A separate facility has held small numbers of migrants caught at sea trying to enter the US, in conditions described by refugee groups as inhumane. Now, White House officials say that site is to be dramatically expanded. The US military is already involved in deportation flights, but Mr. Trump suggested that some hardened criminals might try to return from their home countries to the US, and so they'd instead be sent by the Pentagon to Guantanamo Bay.
Senators in the United States have been questioning President Trump's pick to lead the Department of Health, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., at a heated confirmation hearing. The leading Democrat on the panel, Ron Wyden, said Mr. Kennedy believed in conspiracy theories, quacks and charlatans. Other Democrat senators repeatedly questioned his earlier anti-vaccine stance. Protesters twice interrupted proceedings as Mr. Kennedy denied being anti-vaccine. Some experts have praised his stance on unhealthy eating and ultra-processed food. The Palestinian Health Ministry says an Israeli airstrike in the occupied West Bank has killed at least 10 people. The Palestinian Red Crescent said the airstrike was in the area of Tubas, where a Davis is in Jerusalem.
In recent days and weeks, the Israeli military has been intensifying some of its military operations in the northern part of the occupied Palestinian West Bank. And in the latest incident, the Israelis are saying that an Israeli aircraft attacked what it is saying was a squad of armed terrorists. Details are still sketchy. I've seen some video evidence from the area which does show what appears to be the aftermath of an airstrike. But according to local Palestinian medical sources, at least 10 people were killed as a result of the airstrike.
There are reports that Rwandan-backed M23 rebels are seizing more territory in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo after capturing the key city of Goma. At least 500,000 people have fled their homes. Will Ross has the latest.
There have been phone calls from Washington, UN statements condemning the capture of Goma, and widespread international calls for the rebels to withdraw. But it seems the Rwandan-backed M23 fighters are not feeling much pressure. As they start to set up a new administration in Goma, eyewitnesses say they've pushed south towards the city of Bukavu, expanding the mineral-rich territory they control.
BBC News. Syrian state media say the de facto leader, Ahmed al-Shara, has been officially named as president for a transitional period. Mr. al-Shara, whose forces ousted the former president, Bashar al-Assad, has also been authorised to form a temporary transitional council until a permanent constitution is decided. The Syrian authorities have also announced the dissolution of all armed groups involved in toppling the Assad regime. The president of Haiti's Transitional Council has announced its first general election in 9 years in November. Leslie Voltaire said in an interview it was time to hand over power to a legitimate elected government. Escalating violence has made it difficult to hold elections in recent years. Three people have been arrested in connection with the theft of priceless artefacts from a Dutch museum. The gold crown and other treasures were on loan from Romania when they were taken from a museum in Assen last Saturday. But the objects themselves are still missing, Anna Holligan reports.
The audacious heist of priceless archaeological treasures sent shockwaves through the art world. The arrests were made by police in Herhugowaard, a Dutch city less than 2 hours' drive from the museum, where in the early hours of Saturday morning, thieves used explosives to gain entry and make off with the centrepiece of the exhibition, the ceremonial golden helmet of Conte Fenecht. The objects date back to the Dacian civilization, which thrived in Romania before being conquered by the Romans.
In football, Liverpool finished top of the European Champions League group stage despite losing their final match to PSV Eindhoven. Under the new format, Liverpool gain automatic qualification for the second round, along with Barcelona and six other teams. But Real Madrid, Paris Saint-Germain and Manchester City are among a second tier of teams who'll have to take part in playoffs to reach the last 16. BBC News.